Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And you are joining us for the second day of our lesson, Enjoy the Netherlands. Now, something that we're going to talk a little bit about today is the local culture. You can visit some art museums. You can learn a little bit about the history in Amsterdam or in the Netherlands. And I do wonder, if you are visiting a city, Carolyn, what do you like to learn about more, the art or the history?
Well, I'm very interested in history, and I really love to learn about the history of the places I visit. So when I go to a new place or I go traveling, I really like to explore and learn more about the old buildings and the things that happened in that city that make it special.
Interesting. I think that history is very interesting as well, but I think that I would usually prefer to go to an art museum or to learn a little bit about the art of a certain place. Well, you're in luck today, friends, because we're going to do both in our lesson, Enjoy the Netherlands. Let's get started with the first section of our reading about local culture.
Enjoy the Netherlands. Local culture. If you love art, visit the newly renovated Rijksmuseum with its collection of famous Dutch paintings. Look for Rembrandt's impressive Night Watch, which fills a whole wall, and check out the Vincent van Gogh Gallery to view some of the world's best love paintings. For some history, wander through the Oude Kerk, a church that dates from 1306. Then around the corner, visit the home of Anne Frank. This young Jewish girl penned a diary during World War II. Her family's hiding place is now a museum.
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady Ellen. It's always fun to travel. On day two of our travel article, we're rejoining Naomi as she takes us through the lovely country of the Netherlands. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Collection. Collection is a noun. Rob has a collection of coins from around the world. Gallery. Gallery is a noun. The museum has a gallery full of ancient Egyptian treasures. Sport. Sport is a verb. We went to the game sporting t-shirts with our team's name. Carve. Carve is a verb. In her art class, Sylvia carved a dog out of wood. Your more information words are renovate. Renovate is a verb. Resident. Resident is a noun. Striped. Striped is an adjective. Let's begin.
Well, Gabe, since you like art, this first sentence seems to be just for you. If you love art, visit the newly renovated Rijksmuseum with its collection of famous Dutch paintings. So, you can go to the newly renovated, it has had a lot of new changes and improvements done in the Rijksmuseum, and it has a very wonderful collection of famous paintings.
That's true. This does interest me, Carolyn. I did not visit this place when I was in the Netherlands visiting my sister. However, we find out here that it is newly renovated. You could also say recently renovated. But let's take a look at a word from our word bank. It is collection. So there is a collection of famous paintings. A collection is not just one, but many. Many things that maybe these people have collected to put in this museum.
That's right. And a collection is a group of things that go together. So it's a collection of paintings, which means that everything there is a painting or some form of art. It wouldn't be something like a book and a painting. That would be two separate collections. So a library could have a collection of books, while this museum has a collection of paintings.
That's a good point. And there are many different kinds of collections, of course. A lot of people like to collect things as a hobby. So what kind of collection do you have? Maybe you like to collect baseball cards, or maybe you like to collect shells or coins or stamps. That could be a shell collection, a coin collection, or a stamp collection.
That's right. Well, some of the paintings here look for Rembrandt's impressive night watch, which fills a whole wall. So this is a very impressive painting, and it takes up a whole wall.
That's so cool. I really do want to see this. It fills up or it takes up the whole wall. I would like to see this, especially because I like Rembrandt. I don't know if you've seen his art. You can look it up online if you haven't, but his art is very, very interesting, and I would suggest that you go and enjoy Rembrandt's art.
That's right. And Rembrandt is not the only famous painter here. You can also see Vincent van Gogh. And check out the Vincent van Gogh Gallery to view some of the world's best-loved paintings. And Vincent van Gogh's paintings are wonderful. And here he has his very own gallery in this museum.
That's right. And let's take a look at that word from our word bank. It is gallery. In a museum, a gallery is maybe a room that has an exhibition of paintings, probably by a certain artist, or a collection of paintings that are very similar. So that is a gallery. I would be interested in seeing this Vincent van Gogh gallery. Carolyn, what's something that you think of when you think of Vincent van Gogh? Is there a famous painting by him?
Well, there is one that comes to mind right away, and that is Starry, Starry Night.
Ah.
A beautiful nighttime painting, but he painted a lot of other things, a lot of landscape paintings, and we see that he has some of the best-loved paintings in the world. So let's take a look at that phrase, best-loved. If something is best-loved, then it is very popular among a large number of people and for a very long time.
That's right. Maybe you could call these timeless paintings. They're best-loved for a long time. You could use this word to describe art of other kinds, like songs or poems. I think of the Beatles. There are a lot of best-loved Beatles songs that are still popular now.
That's right. There are also a lot of best-loved books, very classic books that everyone enjoys reading no matter when they were written, because they still are relevant to our lives today. People still like to read them, so they are best-loved classics.
That's right. So here we're learning about Vincent van Gogh's best-loved paintings. Now we're going to go to history. For some history, wander through the Oude Kerk, a church that dates from 1306. Oude Kerk, well, Oude means old, and Kerk means church, so it's an old church. And actually, many cities in the Netherlands have an Oude Kerk. That is the oldest church in that city.
Well, this is a very old church if it was built in 1306. Mm-hmm. It dates from that year. Then, around the corner, visit the home of Anne Frank. And Anne Frank is very famous. Why, Gabe? What does the next sentence tell us?
Well, this young Jewish girl penned a diary during World War II. And we call it the Diary of Anne Frank. Of course, when she was writing her diary, she didn't know that her writings would become famous and that people would read them now. But it's very interesting writing about the Second World War.
That's right. And she penned a diary, which is just another way to say that she wrote a diary. Mm-hmm. She kept a journal. Well, her family's hiding place is now a museum. So you can visit the place where she and her family were hiding during World War II.
That's right. Well, I did not get a chance to go and visit the Anne Frank Museum, but I would like to do that next time I go to Amsterdam. Right now, it's time for us to learn something new with Steve and Ken in the Info Cloud, and then we'll join Michelle in the Language Lab.
Since our lesson today is about the Netherlands, let's take a closer look at this nation where the tulips grow, the windmills turn, and the sea tries to drown it all.
Besides calling it the Netherlands, a lot of people call it Holland. So the question is, are Holland and the Netherlands one and the same?
Before we answer that, we might also consider the question, are England and the United Kingdom one and the same? And the answer to both questions is no, they are not the same.
Holland is actually a small part of the Netherlands, just as England is one part of the United Kingdom.
North Holland and South Holland are just two of 12 provinces of the Netherlands. So calling the Netherlands Holland might be like calling the United States Dakota.
But unlike North and South Dakota, which are mostly empty, the two Hollands are the most populated provinces in the Netherlands. Major cities like Amsterdam, Rotterdam, and The Hague are located in these two provinces. So if you have ever been to the Netherlands, chances are that you have also been to Holland.
So to review, the country is called the Netherlands. The people are Dutch. They speak Dutch. There is no country called Holland, but there are provinces of North and South Holland.
今天这一课介绍荷兰，很多人把荷兰称为 Holland， 其实那是不正确的。荷兰这个国家的英文名称应该是 The Netherlands， 注意要用定冠词，后面要加 s， The Netherlands。Holland 其实是荷兰的12个省当中的两个省的名称，但是这两个省却是荷兰三大城市的所在，包括首都 Amsterdam 阿姆斯特丹， Rotterdam鹿特丹以及 The Hague 海牙，因此去过荷兰的人应该都去过这两个省，久而久之 Holland 就成为荷兰的代名词。但是要记住，虽然中文用荷兰，但是英文要用 The Netherlands 来称呼这个国家。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 renovate 这个动词， RE 这个字首有再一次的意思， NOV 这个字根有新的意思，所以 renovate 是指整修或翻新。例如 the couple spent a great deal of money to renovate their house， 这对夫妻花了一大笔钱整修他们的房子。它的名词是 renovation， R-E-N-O-V-A-T-I-O-N。 例如 the renovation of the church took years to accomplish， 这个教会的整修花了好几年的时间。继续我们看的是 collection 这个名词， collection 是指一系列的收藏品，例如 the museum showed a collection of Monet last month， 美术馆上个月展出一系列莫内的作品。 collection 也指一系列的时装，例如 the designer's new collection attracted a lot of attention， 这位设计师最新系列的作品吸引了许多的注意力。
So far today, we've been talking about the local culture here in the Netherlands, and especially in Amsterdam. You can go and visit the Rijksmuseum and take a look at some famous paintings by people like Rembrandt and Vincent van Gogh. And of course, you can learn a little bit of history as well in this city. Visit the Oude Kerk, or the old church that dates from 1306. Or you can go to the Anne Frank Museum and learn more about the history and the experience of one person in the Second World War. Well, it's time for us now to learn more about enjoying the Netherlands.
Enjoy the Netherlands. Get out of the city. What about the wooden shoes and windmills? If you want to really see the Netherlands, take a bus. About 25 kilometers north of Amsterdam is the town of Marken. Even today, some of the residents can be seen sporting the Dutch costume. Look for ladies in long black skirts, striped aprons, lace caps, and yes, even wooden shoes. In fact, you can learn how the old-fashioned footwear is carved and buy a pair for yourself.
Well, that does sound like a very interesting thing to do while you are in the Netherlands. But this next section we have here is titled Get Out of the City. So we've spent some time exploring Amsterdam, and now it is time to leave the city. Because what did we talk about yesterday? People think about wooden shoes and windmills, mm-hmm. right, Gabe?
That's right. So what about the wooden shoes and windmills? This is what we've been wanting to talk about. What about that thing that is on your mind already? Okay, so let's continue. If you want to really see the Netherlands, take a bus. All right, so of course we learned yesterday that one way of traveling is by pedaling on a bicycle. But what else can you do?
You can take the bus if you really want to see the Netherlands. And about 25 kilometers north of Amsterdam is the town of Marken. So you can take a bus just 25 kilometers north. And even today, some of the residents can be seen sporting the Dutch costume. So if you want to see the more traditional clothing, the Dutch costume, mm-hmm. you can go to this city, Marken, where they might be sporting these clothes.
Well, let's take a look at that word from our word bank, to sport something. Usually I think of sporting clothes or something that you take with you, like maybe a backpack. That means you are wearing it for other people to see or just because that's what you wear. And so you might say, he sported his new backpack. He wanted to show everyone his new backpack.
That's right. Or maybe you really enjoy fashion and you want to make sure that you are sporting this season's latest styles so that you aren't behind in fashion. But here they are sporting the Dutch costume, which is very traditional.
And so because it's traditional, the people that live there, or the residents, are sporting these costumes. So a resident is someone who lives somewhere. And if you are new in a country, maybe you can become a resident of that country by living there for a long time. There are ways to become a resident of a certain country or a city.
That's right. Well, if you go to Marken, make sure that you look for ladies in long black skirts, striped aprons, lace caps, and yes, even wooden shoes.
All right. Well, I can just imagine these people right now. Long black skirts, striped aprons. Of course, an apron is what you might use when you are cooking or in the kitchen, or maybe even someone who's making pottery will wear an apron to keep his clothes from getting dirty. But what else might they be wearing, Carolyn?
Well, a lace cap. Mm-hmm. And a cap is a kind of hat. And these caps are made out of lace. And yes, they might even be wearing the wooden shoes that the Netherlands are so famous for.
That's right. In fact, you can learn how the old-fashioned footwear is carved and buy a pair for yourself. So it's not just the residents who might be wearing these shoes. Of course, tourists might also buy these shoes. Let's take a look at this word from our word bank. It is carve. When you carve something, you are making it. You are using a knife. You are carving something out of maybe wood or stone or some other kind of material and giving it a certain shape.
That's right. So you can carve these pieces of wood and make them into shoes. Would you be interested in wearing these shoes, Gabe? Would you want to wear a pair of carved wooden shoes?
You know, I have no idea, Carolyn. I've seen other people wear them. There's a picture of Naomi here wearing them. I don't know how comfortable they are. I really care about comfort, so I don't know if I would buy one of these pairs of wooden shoes, but they do certainly look interesting.
Well, maybe if you were to go there and they were to measure your feet, they could mm-hmm. carve it just to fit your foot.
Yeah.
No one else could wear it because they would be your shoes.
That's true. They could carve the shoes just for me, but I would have to make sure the inside had something soft and comfortable so that my feet stayed comfortable. I could wear them here on Studio Classroom. That would be kind of cool. Well, hey, Carolyn, what else could you carve? Do you ever carve pumpkins at Halloween?
Well, actually, yes. I really like to carve pumpkins. You could also carve things out of clay. Maybe you want to make a beautiful sculpture. You should carve it first, and then you can have some beautiful artwork, and maybe it will even be shown in a gallery.
That's a great idea. Get your artwork shown in a gallery. Well, friends, it's time for us to enjoy a review skit now, and then we'll join Michelle in the language lab.
Oh, thinking about the Netherlands is wonderful.
It is. Well, if you like art, think about this.
Think about what?
Well, there is a newly renovated art museum with a collection of famous Dutch paintings.
Oh, what should I look for?
Look for Rembrandt's impressive night watch. It fills a whole wall.
Oh, there it is. I can see it in my mind. Anything else?
Oh, yes. Check out Vincent van Gogh Gallery. View some of the world's best loved paintings.
I can just imagine. Wow. What about history?
History? Well, think about this. There is an old church there that dates from 1306.
Wow. That's 700 years of history to think about.
Uh-huh. And around the corner is the home of Anne Frank.
Oh, the young Jewish girl who penned a diary.
Yes, her family's hiding place is now a museum.
Oh, I enjoy thinking about the Netherlands. But wait, what about the wooden shoes? What about the windmills?
Yes, what about those? Well, take a bus to the town of Marken. You'll see residents sporting the Dutch costume.
Oh, great. So what should I look for?
Well, look for ladies in long black skirts, aprons, caps, and wooden shoes.
Yes! Oh, I can see it now. Thinking about the Netherlands is really fun.
Yes, well, you don't have to just think about it. You can actually go.
What?
I'm a travel agent. I can sign you up for a trip to the Netherlands right now. What do you think?
Well, and since I've been thinking about it so much, I guess I really don't need to go. Thanks anyway.
OK, 接下来我们看的是 sport 这个动词。我们知道 sport 当名词是指运动，但是当动词的话，在这里是指穿着或者是非常引人注目的穿戴某种穿着。例如 ,the boy sported a t-shirt and a baseball cap just like most teenage boys. 这个男孩就如大多数青少年的男孩一样穿着 t-shirt, 而且戴着棒球帽。或者是 sporting her new dress, Fanny went to work.Fanny 很醒目的穿着新买的洋装去上班。所以我们看的是 carve 这个动词。carve 是指雕刻。例如 ,Daddy took several months to carve this beautiful chess set. 爸爸花了好几个月的时间雕刻出这幅美丽的西洋棋。或者是 ,This statue was carved out of a tree trunk. 这个雕像是用一整个树干刻出来的。它的名词是 carving,C-A-R-V-I-N-G, 意思是雕刻或雕刻品。例如 a carving of a horse, 一座马的雕刻品。And now let's return to our teachers.
Well, on the second day of this article, Enjoy the Netherlands, we've been learning a lot about culture and history, different kinds of art and different clothing that people wear in the Netherlands. Now, Gabe, we talked a little bit about the traditional clothing worn in the city of Marken, and I wonder...Do people from your hometown or in the United States still wear traditional clothing?
In the United States, there are certain groups. I'm thinking of the Amish, maybe in Pennsylvania or Ohio. The people there still wear traditional clothes, very nice. The guys wear suits. The ladies wear dresses and some of these lace caps as well.What else can you think of, Carolyn?
Well, a lot of times when I think of traditional clothing, I just think of blue jeans.
Huh.
Blue jeans were used by workers because they lasted a long time, and they're still quite popular today.
It's true. They are quite popular. Well, how would you answer that question? Do you know of anybody who still wears traditional clothing in your country? We have more to learn about the Netherlands next time, right here on Studio Classroom.
See you!